This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm going to tell you a funny story, though, of the way I was last night. I got my new glasses yesterday because I'm still trying to work out the contact lenses thing. But there was a moment there where I was like, I couldn't see and I couldn't talk because of the scratchy throat. All as I'm trying to live and, you know, live longer and healthier. I don't know why I told you that story. I just thought I would. Now, I had a conversation today with a guy who used to book me as a speaker on other radio shows. You would refer to this as an agent or a public relations agent or a publicist. And he used to do that. And he was asking me about my Facebook page. And we were talking about it, and he was asking me if I did this and that and the other. And, you know, we just heard from about Instagram and their relationship with Facebook, and a lot of people are leaving Facebook. Facebook's traffic is down 47% since 2016. But Facebook, I'm a radio show. I don't have an FFL. I do own guns. There's lots of people that own guns that are, leftists, and they're able to do things like post and get seen by their followers and everything else. I am not, because I have pictures of me with guns. This is not allowed. So since it isn't allowed, basically I get stifled, if you will. Everything is throttled going out or coming back in. So I have been waiting to see something happen because these guys are begging to be regulated. And they should. And I know what you're saying right now. You're going, Bill, so you're saying more government regulations? Well, isn't that against everything having to do with being conservative? No. Not exactly, because I look at this and I'm like, well, you know, sometimes you have to enforce the Constitution, and this is a denial. You know, yes, they're private companies, but they're also public forums. That's how they're putting themselves out there. And they've taken all of my personal data and all of my personal information and sold it. So all because I'm there, and that's part and parcel of it, but they treat me differently than they do other people, so they should be treating me the same way they treat everybody else if they're going to be a public forum. And if they're not a public forum and they're going to be based upon some editorial or some agenda, that's fine. Declare it. Kick me out and let's be done. On Saturday, Bloomberg broke this story about the White House has prepared a draft executive order that would have the federal government begin the process of investigating anti-competitive business practices and political censorship, content moderation bias by internet services companies such as Facebook, Google, and others. If this does go forward, it appears to be the potential policy and legal culmination of almost a year of fuming by a lot of Republicans over alleged censorship and bias and political manipulation by now highly influential social media platforms and technology companies against conservative causes, organizations, and people in general. I have long disdained social media. The talk radio platform exists right now, and I'm on it, and I have affiliates, and I have more than one, and all of you that are listening out right now, I have this platform to come to you from. I don't need to ask you to go to Facebook or to YouTube or to Twitter or any of this stuff. I don't need Google for this or anything else. I'm here by the good graces of Genesis, and it's a symbiotic relationship, so it works out good for all of us. The question of this is a complex question. And it's actually a misnomer. Big tech is already regulated, as is everything else in society. They can't commit fraud or facilitate illegal activity or steal and misuse people's information or break the wide range of applicable laws on the books in general. But nonetheless, what is being discussed is whether it is time to shift the level of regulation to the kind that, say, broadcast media is subject to by the Federal Communications Commission, or equal access mandates utility companies such as water, trash, and electricity have. Around the world, many other nations are also facing this question with varying takes on it. The EU has seemingly, they're united in brutally reining in internet services companies in ways ranging from multi-billion dollar fines against Google to extensive data privacy consumer protections to governmental hearings that make ours seem uneventful and dull. This is all taking place as our AG, Jeff Sessions himself, is working with dozens of state attorneys general to prepare additional potential investigatory and sanctioning procedures on internet services companies. We don't know the precise outcome of all of this. And it's going to remain uncertain in terms of whether it is a harsh regimen implemented or a soft slap on the wrist. It seems that perhaps the time of the only lightly regulated internet services world may be coming to an end. And that will be their fault when that happens. And rightly so. The next thing they need to be looking at really hard are banks. That'll be another day. But every industry in our country and world has the bounds under which they can operate. And conservatives usually err on the side of a less tight hand, and the left urges greater oversight and controls. But sometimes, just sometimes, all generally agree that public accountability is needed for all industry to some degree, with the disagreement coming in the severity and the structure. Big tech is new. Most of these internet service companies only came into being less than two decades ago, and they began as a very tiny company in a highly volatile and experimental field. And I can't tell you, I mean, Apple used to sell something called the 2E, and it was made by a company for them called Bell and Howell, and it looked like a typewriter without a typewriter, roller, and ribbon and everything else. It was just a flat top. It was the slowest computer known to man, and they sold like hotcakes. And then they went away. And then Apple went into malaise for a long time. So it is, you know, ups and downs in the tech industry. Nowadays, not so much. And they command trillions in a stock market value and capture the attention and use of billions of people across the world. They've even created their own entire sector, as the S&P recently reclassified several social media-oriented companies into their own communication services sector. So internet services companies are now so powerful they can literally shape much of our public discourse, culture, and society based upon a whim of some hidden overlord hiding in some closet in Silicon Valley. They can push search results up and down. They can use treasure troves of personal data for whatever they hope for, silence and promote voices as they please. And from there, they can control policy and public opinion and business trends and elections with, and more, with little to no accountability or transparency. And not only can they, but they have, as events of recent years have shown through the various scandals concerning data. So severe limits on these companies could harm their own innovation and ability to adapt to provide better user experiences, but that's not what they're in it for. That's not why they're doing it. So it seems a far better alternative. And, you know, to freely allow big tech to reign as they see fit, you know, despite the fact that we know that Google was discussing using their search engine to promote anti-Trump administration activism. You know, they can't handle that. They can't handle that awesome responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility, right, Spider-Man? Maybe now we're going to see some serious action in that direction here in the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Christine Blasey Ford, PhD, whose accusation of, quote, sexual assault, end quote, almost 40 years ago by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has ripped apart what appeared to be smooth sailing through the U.S. Senate's advise and consent process. And this process is being managed really well by Chuck Grassley. I got to hand it to him. She has wandered through the University of North Carolina, Pepperdine University, Stanford University, and the University of Southern California. Her field of study is psychology. She is a biostatistician. She is also a really ignorant person about the United States. Exhibit A. She wanted anonymity protected by first her congresswoman, Eshoo, to whom she sent a letter charging sexual assault by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. B. Then she wanted that anonymity protected by Feinstein. C. When her identity was leaked to the press, lawyers claiming to represent her said she would testify to the Judiciary Committee chaired by Grassley. Then other lawyers said she would only testify after the FBI investigated her charges. By the way, the FBI never had jurisdiction about her charges. D. Then Chairman Grassley laid out an ultimatum. She could testify in public or in private with the committee, or the committee would send people to California to interview her. They would then go and vote on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. Finally, Exhibit E. We still don't know if she will appear in front of the committee. Her lawyers keep moving the goalposts and making demands that the committee should not accede to under any circumstances. Now, we know one thing about Dr. Ford. All these multiple years in the various universities have not prepared her to be an informed citizen. She knows nothing about the Constitution of the United States. She may know that psychologists Jung and Freud, but she does not know the Sixth Amendment to the United States Constitution. It destroys her charges, not because Kavanaugh didn't assault her, he denies that, but because she just made the charge with no proof whatsoever. Apparently, she is unaware of the Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution. It is the Sixth Amendment that concerns us here. It is clear that Judge Kavanaugh has rights to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation and to be confronted with the witnesses against him. What we have, instead, is a left-wing political activist who is a politically illiterate woman making unsubstantiated charges of something she claims happened decades ago in which she has no witness or proof, can't tell you where it happened, can't tell you when it happened, what month it happened, what time of day, can't tell you any of that. She's trying to sabotage a Republican Supreme Court nomination that was only days from being approved. Her support comes from Feinstein, but she seems to be having serious memory problems, and who says she can't guarantee the truthfulness of the charges? Even fair Ford supporter Senator Mazie Hirono declares that men should shut up. Well, one man that won't shut up is Patrick A. Smith, a high school friend of Kavanaugh's. He says, I understand that I've been identified by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford as the person she remembers as PJ, who supposedly was president at the party she described in her statements to the Washington Post. Smith said, I have no knowledge of the party in question, nor do I have any knowledge of the allegations of improper conduct she leveled against Brett Kavanaugh. Then you have, U.S. Senators Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, no friends of Trump. They expressed desire to hear Dr. Ford tell her story under oath, but made it clear that if she no-shows, the game is over and they'll support Kavanaugh without thinking about it. Flake said, when Dr. Ford came forward, I said that her voice should be heard and asked the Judiciary Committee to delay its vote on Kavanaugh, and it did so. I now implore Dr. Ford to accept the invitation in a public or private setting. The committee should hear her voice. Corker was a little quicker about it. He said, if we don't hear from both sides, let's vote. So with her letter to Congressman Eshoo and Senator Feinstein demanding anonymity while charging Judge Kavanaugh with sexual assault when he was 17, Christine Blasey Ford violated every precept of American civil rights of a man who has been vetted 6 times by the FBI and sat for years in the second most important court of the land. And like it or not, she has emerged as a political tool, or what Vladimir Lenin would have called a useful idiot or a useful fool. At best, she is a political hack of a Senate Democrat in their otherwise feeble effort to derail Trump's nomination of Kavanaugh. And like it or not, her phalanx of supporters, none of whom were present to witness her allegations or even at the party she says occurred, fall short of giving any legitimacy to her or her story. There's no proof, no date, no place, no witnesses, no diary entries, no contemporary revelations to friends, family, or mental health professionals, no police reports. There's nothing. Am I willing to sit here and tell you she's a liar? No, we shouldn't do that. But let's call her a useful idiot. I like it. That seems appropriate. If she doesn't show to address the Judiciary Committee, the senators must proceed without her and vote up or down on Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court of the United States. That is their duty to me, to you, and to the rest of America. Coming out the way they've come out and making these charges with no proof and then demanding, everybody's demanding the FBI investigate this. The FBI doesn't do that. That's not the way the FBI works. The FBI is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They have a very set jurisdiction. They can be invited from time to time by local law enforcement, but typically local law enforcement is going to take the lead unless they are just, you know, like Las Vegas. And then they'll invite the FBI and the ATF and everybody else in, so somebody will do the investigation because they clearly don't have the stomach to do it. All that notwithstanding, their job is not to come. Somebody comes in and says, "You did. I did this. They did this." Okay. Who did you report this to? Nobody. Where's the police report? No one. Why are you talking to me? My rights have been violated. How? Show me your proof. See, that's something that the left never likes for you to do. They never like for you to say, "Show me your proof." Instead, what we get is everyone must be believed. Like Asia Argento, I guess, right? Right? I think Asia Argento is a fine actress. Or at least the things I've seen her act in, I liked her in. That's fine. But the problem is that, you know, when she's out there and she's posturing as this, and it turns out that she isn't that, and it comes out, that just doesn't look good. It's a bad optic. And being... you know, believe no matter what you hear. That's not a good idea. That's not what the country's about. Let's be constitutional about this. And I still believe it's going to be Justice Kavanaugh. And that's the biggest revenge we can have. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Saudi Arabia's young crown prince is again denying any involvement in the disappearance of a Washington Post columnist. That's according to President Donald Trump. All of this has many people rethinking our relationship with Saudi Arabia, including Senator Ben Cardin. He's a Democrat and on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He joined Fox News and was asked about the relationship the United States should have with Saudi Arabia.
The Saudis need to understand that to do business with the United States, that we're going to demand that there be respect for international human rights. And for reporters, I mean, they've been under constant attack.
Nevada brothel owner and state assembly candidate Dennis Hoff died today. That's according to the Nye County Sheriff's Office. He was 72 years old. The circumstances of his death remain unclear as he was found at his ranch Tuesday morning just north of Pahrump, Nevada. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow was up 547 points. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Sort of in a, shall we say, a delayed reaction, we have this. The NRA is very upset, which I think should be the natural state to be in with her. They're very upset with Dianne Feinstein and her claims that the AR-15, which the group calls America's rifle, is not in common use. This past Friday, the NRA's ILA, Institute for Legislative Action, called into question the California Democrats' assertions about the weapon and said the rifle has gained popularity in recent years. Well, yeah. Been around since the 50s. This is not new technology, but it has been around a while. They cited figures from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Firearms industry trade group calculated that between 1996 and 2016, more than 16 million AR-15 and AK pattern rifles have been available for sale in the U.S. They went on to accuse Feinstein of distorting facts in what it described as the senator's ongoing effort to limit Second Amendment gun rights. Then we got this from the ILA. Needless to say, there is nothing reasonable or moderate about banning what is literally the most popular class of rifles in America. I agree with all of that. But, her claim came earlier this month during the second day of confirmation proceedings. in the Kavanaugh hearings. And Feinstein is the ranking member for the minority of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which will determine Kavanaugh's fate, questioned him on his opinion of the constitutionality of bans on assault weapons. And she has told Kavanaugh, I'm talking about your statement on common use. Assault weapons are not in common use. Judge Kavanaugh makes a brave attempt to correct her terminology. Thank you, Judge Kavanaugh. He says, semi-automatic rifles are widely possessed in the United States. There are millions and millions. And that seemed to fit the definition of common use and not being a dangerous and unusual weapon. Feinstein countered that the numbers of rifles in existence didn't constitute common use, arguing that the term applies to how often the weapons are used. Now, here we're trying to take language once again, based upon a whole bunch of other things, and co-opt it, if we can. So common use doesn't mean commonly out there in the wild. Most guns are not commonly used. Most guns are not commonly used. I have not shot a weapon this month, to be, you know, for example, as an example. So there you go. None of my weapons were commonly used this month. The NRA said common items are routinely said to be in use for a purpose, whether or not that involves active manipulation of the item at any given time. And I agree with that. And Feinstein has, for a very long time, I mean, this is nothing new. And if I have to tell this to the NRA, then listen, boys, pay better attention, please. She is a fierce gun control advocate since the days that she was on the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco. She was the first person to discover her colleague, Harvey Milk, on his office floor after he'd been fatally shot, according to the L.A. Times. A former supervisor, Dan White, who assassinated then-Mayor George Moscone on that day, he also assassinated him in November 1978. So since then, Feinstein has advocated for tough gun reforms. However, of course, her ire is always directed at assault weapons. The assassination that day occurred with a revolver. The senator said to applause at a gathering of union members at the California Democratic Party convention this year, I have been a woman on a mission to ban assault weapons. This is not our America. We need to change it. But this hasn't stopped her from owning guns. 2 years before the assassinations, Feinstein was trained to use a .38 five-shot revolver, and she obtained a concealed carry permit. Hello, Diane. Now, on October 1st of 2017, she attempted to reenact the Clinton-era assault weapons ban in the aftermath of several high-profile mass shootings, including Las Vegas, Sutherland, Texas. The NRA called it the ban revival effort a 125-page firearm prohibition fever dream that is perhaps the most far-reaching gun ban ever introduced in Congress. During the Kavanaugh hearing, she asserted that Kavanaugh's reasoning for dissenting on the District of Columbia's assault weapon ban was far outside the mainstream of legal thought, and it surpassed the views of the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who was obviously a pro-gun justice. She said to Kavanaugh, I want to give you the verbatim quote. If the Supreme Court were to adopt your reasoning, I fear the number of victims would continue to grow. Except the Supreme Court's already adopted that reasoning. We got it in 2008. That's the part I just don't get it. I don't get why she's not sitting there going, this has already happened. This has already happened. And I guess that's what happens when you're a leftist Democrat. You don't ever have to say, this has already happened. We will continue to see more stuff about this. Although, I'll tell you what's going to happen. As soon as Kavanaugh is confirmed, and I know I'm going out on a limb about this one, but as soon as he is confirmed, they're going to move on to something else. Because that is the nature of things. If it's not bright and shiny, they're like these birds that, like, what which birds are they? Magpies or whatever. They're flying and will take your keys or whatever is bright and shiny. If it's not something bright and shiny they can get their hands on, they move on to the next thing. When was the last time you heard about bump stocks besides here? When was the last time you heard any outrage from them about bump stocks? Well, there's, you know, they didn't know they existed. Bump stocks have existed for, what, 7-8 years? They did not know bump stocks existed till the Las Vegas shooting. They didn't know that technology was there. And it's not really technology. It's sort of a gimmick, if you will. It is meant to give somebody that wants to shoot an automatic weapon a thrill. It has no real basis in any sort of accuracy shooting, any sort of marksmanship shooting. The fact that that was, if that was used, okay, if that was used, and they say he's using 13 weapons, and I've seen the pictures, and I see all the bump stocks on them, so I'm going to presume it was used. I'm shocked, and he had to be firing at a big group of people, but I don't know how many people were actually shot after that initial group was killed. I don't think anybody was killed after the initial group was killed. I don't know, because once again, we don't have the data set. That would be important for the determination. So, you know, that's the problem with the data set being incomplete. And it's a big problem. It's a monstrous problem. And it's not ever going to go away. So we need to hope that if an event like this ever happens again, we get a better data set out of it, because we could take this and try to make it a learning experience. And hopefully they are in Las Vegas anyway. But I don't know. Some of the stuff that they do, just it boggles my mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are now in the final moments of, and in the final approach, if you will, of the I Really, Really Want to Testify game. That goalpost that they keep moving is out there somewhere over the Pacific Ocean. And I think Christine Ford's handlers are sort of making this up as they go. She can't testify on Monday because she's afraid of airplanes or something, you know. Now, the GOP, and in the parlance of the way they operate, they seem, some of you may be thinking that Grassley's been pretty stern, which I agree with you. McConnell's been pretty stern. But what should have happened was when they said, okay, you have this accusation, are you going to testify? The first time they said no, they shouldn't have asked again. He should have pulled Feinstein aside and said, you just had a whole hearing to bring this up, and you didn't bring this up. So we are moving on. And that's what they should have done, but they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Instead, what we got was sorry, Brett, got to postpone your vote until 2021 because reasons. Hold the vote. Confirm Kavanaugh. And then let him set about making the left sorry they ever pulled this stunt. I am disgusted with this process. I have a desire to fight this appalling atrocity. There is a weird disconnect between the elite and the normal Americans on the Kavanaugh smear issue and so many others within the elitist bubble. The Republican gimps are carefully trying to pretend that they should respect this bizarre and uncorroborated tale of convenience by a leftist activist while out in America. Normal people are all, I don't buy it. Confirm him. Don't worry about the polls. The polls mean nothing. So leave it to our unelite elite to be willingly grifted by this nonsense and watch them bend over backwards to avoid saying that any normal person would say. Which is, no, after 3 months of preparing, I can't possibly testify Monday. How about we move it from Monday to Wednesday? Stop bullying me, you know, that kind of thing. We're sorry, we want to hear your story. Then where's my pony? We have a pony for you. He's a nice pony. His name is Tim. But where's his horn? I asked for a unicorn. Not giving me a unicorn is misogyny at its worst. Okay, instead of Tim, there's Chet the unicorn. Stop silencing me by trying to have me testify. This sounds like Van Halen. And some of the, you know, Van Halen are famous for saying, we only want green M&Ms. And there was a method to that madness, because they felt like if people paid attention to that detail, then they would make sure all the lights overhead were connected correctly and all this other stuff, and they thought these guys were a bunch of divas. So they did that. She doesn't have any lights to string up. If she ever does show up, she'd probably walk out when she discovers a witness table candy bowl contains some brown M&Ms. It doesn't help that the rules about what does and doesn't disqualify someone from something seem to be sort of in flux, you know. We keep hearing about how we're supposed to believe women making accusations without bothering to confirm them, as the Duke lacrosse team and the UVA frat frauds didn't happen. And as if every few weeks we don't see another story of some poor sucker walking out of jail after doing a decade in the stony lonesome because some chick got buzzed, got busy, then decided to call the cops rather than let her boyfriend find out she was tramping around. The normals get it, though. They understand life isn't the black and white social justice paradigm that all girls are angels and all boys are monsters. And they wonder why the, well, some women said you were bad, so you're ruined principle, and there's that weasel word again, principle, only seems to apply to normals and those normals like. But let's look at some of the leftist greatest hits, literally. Keith Ellison right now, Bill Clinton's chivalrous better put some ice on that, Ted Kennedy's confirmed kill, Bob Menendez trolling for jailbait in the Caribbean, Tom Carper allegedly slapping around his wife. Sherrod Brown's wife said in a filing, and I assume it was sworn, that he manhandled her in 1986 as an adult and several years more recently than whenever the Kavanaugh thing supposedly happened. But, you know, now Mrs. Brown is walking that back. So either Ohio's champion of the chicks beat on her, or she lied about it, which we're told never ever happens. And you are a misogynist monster if you're even thinking that right now. Both possibilities kind of detonate that narrative, don't they? Except they don't, because the narrative is a lie. And even if true, should this disqualify Kavanaugh 36 years later, after an indisputably pristine and exemplary life, the total lack of anyone else making this kind of allegation is powerful evidence her accusation is false. Normals know that pervs are always pervy. You don't ever get out there and say, well, I'm going to be a sexual deviant once. That's done. Now let's go on to bingo. That doesn't happen that way. The left manifestly doesn't care. They wouldn't care if it was one of their own, and their double standard is unacceptable. Choose one rule. Stick to it. The fact is that such acts only act to bar those that the normals support. Look at yet another Democrat with car trouble, Tex Kennedy. Beto got hammered at 26, drove into traffic, and tried to run from the cops. And apparently that's all right. We're supposed to forgive and forget the undisputed act of an adult who nearly killed people, then split. And that doesn't disqualify him from office? Why doesn't that disqualify him from office? So what's the rule? You can slap around your spouse as an adult and you get a pass? Credible rape claims as an adult and hail to the chief? Leave a woman to drown as an adult, a senator, and you're the lion of the Senate? Booze it up and hit the gas as an adult, but who cares? That seems crazy. But what's the common thread among all these malefactors? Adults, Democrats, up to kill babies. Do you get this pattern? But minor Republican not wanting to kill babies is completely unforgivable. You can't do whataboutism. That's what you get from the guys that are sucking on the brie right now. And that's baloney. Okay? Whataboutism is a moral necessity because it disarms the hypocrisy that they wield on the left like a battle axe by illustrating the undeniable truth. Democrats don't care if Kavanaugh grabbed that girl, and they don't really think it should disqualify him if he had. They just don't want him on the Supreme Court because that will make them lose power, and power is all they care about. It's the same template as gun control. They don't care. They're not against guns. They just don't want you to have them. So if Kavanaugh and his family must be ruined, they deserve it for getting in the left's way. And this is going to teach people to resist them and your sons, whose lives can be wrecked by a single lie under the new Gillibrand-Hirono standard. They are next. This is the worst kind of charade. This is not process. This is not confirmation. This is supposed to be something where if, you know, this is the elected president's prerogative to appoint this guy. It is not the Democrats' job or position to say no to it. That's the way it is written. Now, that's not the way it works. And the Republicans had better learn that the next time they're in the minority seat, because there will be a next time. But whatever it is, they better had learned that, because I don't care how appeasing you want to be with the Democrats, they are not reading the same playbook. They want to be in control of you. To be in control of you, they need a few things. They need your money. They need control of your health care. They need to be able to tax you out of existence through climate change and, you know, cap and trade and all that other stuff. And to get all of that, to all of those steps, they have to disarm you. And all of those things in the courts, which they always bow to, they always want that kind of legislative thing. When Kavanaugh gets there, they're going to lose that. Most of these people will be dead before there's ever another chance, and that's what they're fighting against. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.